Let's talk about the current environment that we are in. We know farmers are still trying to harvest this year's crop. We know some farmers have sold this year's crop, others have not. So maybe this is a great time to kind of go back to those marketing 101 on basics and working with farmers, I guess. What recommendations do we have right now in the current environment that we're in? We know it's not easy up here in the Dakotas.
Yeah. So you hear old farmers say, you know, it's, you don't have a crop till it's in the bin, and that's definitely being proved up here again. We have a lot of customers with beans in the field. That's scary. First call should be to your crop insurance guy or gal and get educated, because I think there's a little confusion on what the rules are with beans in the field with snow. Assuming, and I'm thinking we'll get those beans and that corn in, and there's a lot of corn out there still, is what are you going to do with it? So corn, in my opinion, shows the best opportunity, both from a flat price and basis. Some guys are selling corn right off the combine. We're okay with that. Some guys are buying it back, but guys are reluctant to sell beans, and I understand why. With everything that's coming up with these possible meetings with China and stuff, they have that hope that beans can come up. The problem, Megan, with beans is that even if we do work something out, we've went 6 months without shipping, so we're producing the product, but it's not making it to the end destination, the PNW, and then our customer, China. So I think farmers in North Dakota have been a little confused in the sense that they say if China doesn't buy it, someone else will buy it. That's kind of true, but when they buy it, those beans are shipped out of the Gulf, which is a long way from here. So farmers in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota are being very much affected by this poor bean basis, and that makes you wonder when you talk about 2019, should we plant beans again? And so what happens with alternative crops? And that's kind of the conversation we're seeing here in the Red River Valley.
And so, Tommy, based off of that, you know, obviously one key is diversification with farmers' crops. But when they're looking at trying to market the crop, they have to keep marketing. They may not make a profit off of it, but what tools do we have in the tool bag to just keep moving, keep cash flowing, keep marketing that crop?
Right. So we talked earlier in the meeting we had today that I assume when I meet with a farmer that they're great at production ag. So part of being better at marketing this year is to get better at marketing next year, because next year comes around a lot sooner than we think. There's good carries in the market that helps you sell next year's crop at a little higher price than where we are now. For the crop that you do currently have, of course farmers want to make money. And so when I meet farmers all across the country who say, I'm not selling my crop till it gets to my cost of production, the market doesn't care this year or a lot of years what their cost of production is. And the fact that the markets earlier in the year had traded much above their cost of production, because you didn't sell it the first time doesn't mean you're going to get a second, third, and fourth time. So oftentimes in a marketing year cycle, you only get one or two great opportunities to sell it. From what we can see, if things don't straighten themselves out, that great opportunity to sell at higher prices might have passed. And just like anything in life, it's about risk management and damage control. Knowing every farmer wants to sell above his cost of production, I can tell you that a huge percentage of the crop will get sold below the farmer's cost of production due to cash flow needs. In a rising interest rate environment, that's going to become hot and center topic here January, February, when you meet with your banker and talk about operating. The banks are going to want their money back. And so best you start making the marketing decision before your banker starts marketing your grain for you.
And so, Tommy, on that note, we know there may or may not be market opportunity coming at the end of the month. We know that political environment is very sensitive to the crop markets right now, correct?
Correct. And although you think it's bad, I hate to say this, it can get worse. So when, again, you talk about risk management, if you want the pain to stop, we suggest selling the bushels, cash flowing, taking advantage of some of these carries, even if you're selling your beans all the way out to July. There's a lot of carry in the market, and then if you want to go own it back with the future and option, that's something you can do. But it's important to catch these carries in the market, the carries showing you that we have a huge supply. But Mr. Farmer, if you're willing to store your grain, we'll pay you for it. But the only way you capture the carry is to truly capture it. And it's disappointing when a farmer doesn't, when they think that price, both in corn and beans, will be higher in July than it is now. When we come in July and we're at lower prices, it always confuses them.
Kind of bringing our conversation full circle, ultimately what a lot of this comes down to is to have a plan, A, have a plan, and B, stick to that plan. We have a lot of distractions around us.
Yeah, but obviously rule number one in better marketing is production. We're in the bushel business. So what you do with your crop, if it's sitting in a foot of snow, really marketing wouldn't be your problem at that point. But rule number one, the better marketing is produce the bushels up here. But once you make up your mind, stick to that decision. You may have a little regret or fear of missing out, but year after year, my best marketers are the people who sell at a price that's attractive to them, and they're happy. They're happy with that decision. And they, you know, you're going to have to farm, not constantly looking in your rearview mirror. You're going to have to start doing accounting, looking forward. Not a lot of times we spend a lot of money to grow a crop, don't know our yield, don't know where we're going to price it, get all that done, and then we look in the rearview mirror and see how we did. We need to be looking forward, not behind. All we have is from today moving forward, and you know, talking about what prices we could have sold this summer. It can actually upset people because they think you're sassing them. But if you're truly going to help someone, you need to just look forward and start moving on. Take responsibility. You know, two words there, respond with ability and take some action that's hooked to that. And that right there will give you confidence. And with confidence, as you know, a lot of things can get better quickly.